This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the European Union today approved an agreement with Britain for its exit from the bloc, Spain demanded changes to an agreement on a new EU-Britain relationship to clarify the future of Gibraltar. Gibraltar's chief minister, Fabian Pichardo, said his country has no interest in being under Spain's control.
We are not interested in any dilution of our sovereignty. We are not interested in allowing for even the remotest concession to Spanish sovereignty, jurisdiction, or control.
Gibraltar was ceded to Britain in 1713, but still claimed by Spain. French police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in Paris who were upset about President Emmanuel Macron's new fuel taxes. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports it was the second of the so-called Yellow Vest demonstrations.
This time, they converged on the French capital's iconic Champs-Élysées. Some clashed with police. About 3,000 officers were sent to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the president's Élysée Palace nearby. The protesters are opposed to taxes Macron introduced last year on diesel and gasoline, which are designed to encourage people to shift to more environmentally friendly transport. Alongside the tax, the government has also offered incentives to buy green or electric vehicles. The unrest is a dilemma for Macron, who casts himself as a champion against climate change, but has been derided as out of touch with common folk and is fighting a slump in popularity.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. Syrian state media and a Syrian watchdog say about 100 people in Aleppo were hospitalized, complaining of breathing difficulties. It is held by the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The Syria state news agency said Sunday that 107 people were injured. Rebel officials denied any charges and accused Syria of trying to frame them for having the government launch the attacks. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is downplaying the significance of a report that included dire predictions about the impact of climate change. President Trump, some of his cabinet members, question climate change and say the causes of global warming are not yet settled. The Trump administration has presented the government facilities where immigrant youth are being detained as caring, safe places for children. But records obtained by the Associated Press highlight the problems plaguing those facilities. We have AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
About 14,000 immigrant children are currently detained in more than 100 facilities around the nation. The Trump administration has presented those facilities as caring, safe places for children. But records obtained by the Associated Press indicate they may be overtaxed, with children acting out, at times hitting each other or trying to escape, while staff members struggle to deal with escalating problems. Doctors warn that detaining children for long periods of time can be traumatic, particularly for those who have undertaken long, dangerous journeys fleeing violence and poverty. Operators of facilities along the border maintain they are reporting problems and are committed to correcting them, even as the number of children in such facilities multiplies. I'm Ben Thomas.
And a migrant woman was hurt during her attempt to climb a U.S.-Mexico border fence with her two small children. She's recovering from her injuries. Her children are unharmed. Australia proposes new laws to make it easier to remove citizenship from convicted terrorists. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says people who commit terrorist crimes on Australian soil will no longer be welcome.
People who commit acts of terrorism have rejected absolutely everything that this country stands for. They've rejected the beliefs of this country, the values of this country. They have disrespected every other citizen who shares that privilege of citizenship with them.
Ministers also want to ban people involved in terrorism overseas from returning to Australia for 2 years. It would be similar to legislation in the United Kingdom. Spain is drafting ambitious plans to switch its energy matrix to renewable sources and ban fossil fuel vehicles by the year 2040. Spain's Secretary of State for the Environment, Hugo Moran, said this month the administration's plans to work with municipal governments to facilitate a transition towards emission-free mobility. All EU members have subscribed to the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change, by which almost every nation in the world committed to reduce carbon emissions. U.S. President Trump pulled out of that agreement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.